On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you show the fight.
Rainy days, Mondays, always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Just tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria,
Victoria. Yeah, it's Monday, and when it's Monday, we're joined by Tori Lagarde. She's an actress, a humorist, and she builds houses also.
That's me. Houses Against Humanity.
How's it doing? Houses Against Humanity. I like that.
They're built underground.
You and your Carter jokes. Tori's here and she spends Monday with us. And usually in conversation, you can probably relate to something we're talking about. If not, then there's something totally wrong with both of us at the same time.
It helps if you lean left to listen to us, though, I must say.
I think you don't care.
If you lean right, then, you know, maybe enjoy.
Not. Yeah, whatever.
Enjoy the punches.
Whatever. Well, good to see you, certainly, on this fine Monday morning.
Of course.
Start of another work week for some people, except government employees.
Oh,
some of them are not. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The furlough. Is it furlough? Is that called? Is that what it's called, a furlough? Because that's when you get paid later. You're like on a furlough.
I think a furlough is when you don't work and you don't get paid.
Okay.
Like you're laid off. I think it's a layoff.
Oh, okay. I used to hear that word like in MASH. Like the TV show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He's on furlough. I thought it had to do with the war. I wasn't sure. I was nine.
Well, that is a term that they use. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're still nine. So there you go.
Right. I'm Donald Trump. I'm 9 years old mentally.
Now, what I'm getting concerned about, which I expressed on Friday's show, was that the TSA workers
that pat you down and...
Yeah, the pat people.
Oh, no. I don't like those people.
They're calling in sick because they're not getting paid. They're working, but they're not getting paid.
No.
So some of them are saying... Hey, I don't, government jobs, they don't pay you.
No.
This could happen again.
Those people have no sense of humor, by the way, also.
No.
I just want to put that out there.
Well, they used to work at the DMV or something, the RMV.
Same with border people.
Yeah.
They don't have a sense of humor either.
They're not supposed to.
I've experienced both kinds, and they're just not funny.
Well, they're not
supposed
to.
They don't like jokes. They don't want any jokes.
Well, I mean, if you're going through a line, they're patting you down, they wouldn't say, like, does it feel good? Isn't this fun?
No, I don't mean
them.
But I mean, I make the joke. I'm a joke maker.
Oh, I see. Well, you are. You're a humorist.
And I try to get a chuckle. And sometimes
you never
got
one out of them?
No.
Oh.
The border guards. And I'm just talking Canada. I've never been to Mexico. Even the Canadian guards are a little, they're rigid. They don't want funny jokes.
I guess they don't like funny things like, did you find the bomb yet? Things like that. They don't like that.
This was years ago, before there was even any 9/11. They just never had a sense of humor. You know what? They used to punk kids from the United States, crossing the border, getting drunk, where there's Thunderdome.
Well,
there's no laws up in Canada.
They deserve it.
They don't care.
Stupid kids. So the TSA workers are calling in sick. So it's in some airports, they actually short-staffed, which is longer lines for passengers. But my concern is if I were a terrorist or somebody that wanted to cause mass harm in an airport.
Now's your chance.
I know, Tori.
Green
that's
light,
basically
green light,
it. You know, let's talk about it.
They all have
horrible.
Bird bath goggles on. What do you call that movie? Oh, Bird Box. They all have Bird Box.
Bird bath. Bird bath goggles. We're going to clean the bird bath. Where's my goggles?
Bird box blindfold. I can't talk. Okay. I'm dyslexic, you know that.
But that's a big concern, man. That's horrible. And it's all this Trump dude is causing all the trouble.
Well, what else is new? What trouble can't he cause? I just want to know. Please, that'll narrow things down.
I don't know his problem.
He just wants to. I'm going to declare a state of emergency.
On Friday's show, I said, because I want everybody to know that on December 18th, the Republicans and the Democrats, all of Congress, said, let's fund the government and give them like $1 billion to repair the wall and make it smart and all that kind of stuff.
He stomped his feet.
Yeah, and Trump actually said, yeah, okay, and then we'll discuss the wall a little bit down the line. Trump said, okay, sounds good. and then the next day on December 19th, Laura Ingraham and Rush Limbaugh and those and Steve Ducey and all those
heads.
They all said, oh, Trump's backing down. He's not going to get his wall. He's not fighting for his wall. He's not fighting.
And he heard that.
He heard it. I'm serious.
He heard it immediately.
He said,
well, Sean Hannity speaks to him. Yes. I think
he immediately changed his mind. This could have been always avoided.
Well, that's like, what's her name? Ann Coulter said something.
Yeah, she was involved
too. And he heard that. Yes, and he's like, wait a second.
Same thing.
Trump is being weak.
That's it.
I mean, she has
that's
a deep
exactly
voice.
What they said. Yeah. And the next day, all of a sudden,
he's playing to his base and his talking people.
And this is a national
media.
Emergency. All of a sudden.
But you know what? We have to understand, you know, that Trump wants to do what he wants to do.
Yes.
Never mind anybody else. Never mind his wife, his kids, his country. He wants to do what he wants to do.
But he actually agreed to all of this on December
18th. He pretended to.
No, he actually did until the talk show host got to him and called him weak. And then the next
day,
they
manipulate him. They're having fun with this. Man. Of course. They're manipulating him.
How weak can one be?
I don't know. I'm getting annoyed right now.
All right. That's
a little bit angry.
That's enough. Okay. Let's move on to something else.
Well, you know what I wanted to mention last week, and I keep forgetting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, two things. One at a time.
Okay.
Christmas is over. You got right with the program. The Van Damme household.
Boom.
Done. It's over.
Done.
It's over.
Couldn't wait.
I see lights, not only on houses, but lit up still. Are people milking it the last bit? I mean, is like Valentine's Day when it officially stops or no?
Let me give you an example of milk.
Okay.
For those of you nationwide listening, there's a city that's nearby the studio here called Brockton.
City of Champions.
Yeah, it's Rocky Marciano, if you're familiar with him. He was actually from the big claim to fame for this city. This fighter, this boxer. Anyway, so yesterday I was driving. It was Thursday. Thursday.
Yes, well, whatever it was.
Thursday. I was driving.
It was last Thursday.
Confuses me
so much. A week from last Thursday.
It was this past Thursday. I'm driving down Main Street in Brockton, which is a downtown area. Tori?
Are the wreaths still up?
Everything's still up.
No.
The Christmas canes.
No.
The candy canes.
Was Santa there? Was he marching? Was he in a parade?
Just about. All the Christmas lights are up. The red and the green. The tinsel. It's all still on the lamppost.
Oh, the government shut down. It's a furlough, right? They just can't do it.
Well, it's a city.
I don't know. I think they're all going along with the gag.
But seriously, man.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody noticed this.
How does it work in gated communities when you have to follow rules about painting and landscaping?
Mm-hmm.
Can they? I mean, I'm talking nationwide. Can you leave your stuff up? They don't even like flagpoles. I used to read about people that had flagpoles in their yards. They didn't. Even the cities didn't want some of that stuff.
I don't think in gated communities where they have rules, you can even decorate the house. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I've seen that, so it must
have
be
you?
Okay. Maybe it's a tasteful, like, you know, candles and windows.
There must be restrictions. I don't know.
You know.
Anyway.
But anyway, take it down. What's wrong with you?
Take everything down. And some houses still have political posters in front of them, and that was back in November.
I know.
That was not getting ready. It's 3 months old.
That's apathy.
That's laziness.
People don't care. Yeah, they don't care.
Lazy.
I don't like it. What am I supposed to do?
Nothing.
They're all deflated on the lawns. It looks like garbage. You have garbage on your lawn.
You always did.
You know?
I'm telling you.
The other thing was, unless you want to mention more
Christmas. No, go on. Shoot your load.
So dangerous. people that say, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I called some people out on that. Mm-hmm. No names, please, boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, why do you take a bath? Why do you watch your language around children?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You do care. That's a myth, and that's a huge statement of generalization. You do care what people think. Unless you're mentally ill, then, of course, maybe you can't. Otherwise, I ain't buying
it. But is that a phrase that one would actually be proud of, is the question?
They act like it.
I mean, I mean, that means you don't respect anybody.
You sound like Donald Trump.
Yes.
Is what you do.
So,
ding-a-ling.
Like, I wouldn't tout that.
I wouldn't tout it either.
I mean, I don't like basic human beings, and I'll tout that, but that's a fact. But I won't disrespect them. I won't hurt them.
Why don't you wear shabby clothes out in public then? Why don't you wear sandals out?
Have you been to Walmart recently?
Well, so. even in Walmart, I'm sure, there's a level of what they might care what people think.
You're breaking a chain.
I don't know. I think it's not true. I think people just like to say that to seem like they're really big and important.
Tough.
Right.
Tough.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're a coward.
Yeah, it's true. People who are super tough and super bold, like Trump, usually are the people that are doing that defensively because they can be hurt quite easily.
Mm-hmm. Snowflakes.
They're vulnerable people. They are the snowflakes.
Exactly.
So they put up this wall, this tough wall, because they are actually extremely weak people.
Right.
It's interesting. Dr. Phil told me that.
Right. Those are my subjects. Charlatan. They were done in 3 minutes.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
It's a beautiful.
You got any
job.
Chinese foot sniffers over there?
You're referring to a story from last week,
Peng.
Where this Chinese guy.
Peng, 2 weeks ago. Peng.
You actually
I've been milking him
name?
For 2 weeks. Peng.
Remember his name and how many weeks ago we discussed
it? Because
it
was fungus, and I do sniff fungus, and I'm a little worried about my lungs right now.
You know, I would never. You as a Tory.
I sniff everything.
Should never. Well, that's not where I'm going. I mean, maybe. That's not where I'm going now.
Go ahead.
You as a Tory will never have any type of mental incapacity. Your brain is in fantastic mode.
Yeah, it's overdrive, though. I think too much about everything. Well, I analyze.
That's not the point. The fact
judge.
Is that your memory is so.
Oh yeah, my memory's great.
So incredible.
Oh, that yes.
Is it your diet? Do you take something for it? I mean, usually.
No. It's genetic, to be honest.
It's
and
not
I mean,
jellyfish.
Not even to be
you
funny.
You don't suck on jellyfish.
No, I saw that commercial once about that thing supplement you can take.
Yes,
but
a jellyfish supplement.
No.
Yeah, it's
amazing. I don't take any supplements.
Wow.
I take a line for probiotics, and I just recently started that up again because of my gut. My gut is terrible.
Yeah. Well, mine is too.
It doesn't speak to me the way it used to.
But I don't know if I always. I don't know. See, my memory isn't as good as yours. All right, I'll ask you because you have a fantastic memory.
All right.
When you were like 20, 30, 35 years old, were you like A-OK?
Yep. Oh, I felt like I could jump out of bed. I think it happens in your 40s, I think. It happens. If you're not like working out every day and keep eating right, it can happen in your 40s to me. And I have really good genes.
Yeah.
By now in my 50s, forget about it.
Yeah.
They just, you know, you don't give up, but you just expect more pain.
Yeah. Yeah, and your energy level goes down and I see commercials on television for people, you know, these older people who say I lost my energy when I was 50, but now I take the jellyfish.
Oh yeah.
So jellyfish are incredible.
I didn't even know. It's something new within the last couple of years, I think, that they've been studying.
Yeah. And then there's something else, and vitamin B12 apparently.
Well, vitamins have always been good, haven't they?
No.
What? I mean, you know.
No. I even discussed with my doctor the report about vitamins. It's
vitamins.
Vitamins.
That's what they say in England.
Vitamins. They say a lot of cute stuff.
I know.
The only thing they say that's really cute. Let me finish my thought.
All right. Then I got to go back to another thought.
Yeah, okay.
The British accent.
Yes. Oh, we're talking about vitamins. And this report from the New England Journal of Medicine says that vitamins really don't make any difference. Omega-3 stuff.
Yeah, you said
and
that before
oil.
About the fish thing, the fish oil. Yeah.
And she agreed. And she said, yes, you know, it vitamins are processed by the body in a different way than food is.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you eat properly, you get all the proper
you
nutrients
do. But
through
does?
Food.
Who eats? People go to McDonald's. What are you talking about eating properly
but
every single day?
You can't go to McDonald's and then eat vitamins and then think that you have a balanced meal.
I know. That's a little
so
extreme,
stupid,
but
stupid.
All right. So British vitamin. I used to say vitamin to my kids all the time. I loved it. That's how I spoke.
Yes.
Now, I was at work the other day,
yes.
And the man in front of me, I started, you know, hey, like this, I'm talking like this wonderfully. Right. You know, I had a whole conversation as I'm waiting on him.
Uh-huh.
Then the next guy behind him got up and I said, so how are you today? He said, what happened to your accent? I said, oh, no, I was just talking to him like this for some reason. He goes, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
But he really thought I was British again.
Of course.
You know.
Of course. You should do that. Should do that for a whole day.
I have. When I worked on one of my movies, it was actually What's Your Number with Anna Faris and the guy from, what's his name? From The Hitchhiker's Guide in The Hobbit. The British guy.
You got me.
Oh my gosh, I have a brain blank.
You got me.
Well, anyway, and people are yelling into the thing, it's What's His Name?
Yeah.
So anyway, I spoke in a British accent, and it was Mark Mylon, I think, was the director, and he did Entourage and a bunch of stuff, and he's British.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running around the whole day on the set, you know, talking like this, you know, oh, it's Mark around, and I'd love to talk to him.
Right.
And even the people around me, because it was my first movie, thought I was British.
That's fantastic.
It was. It was British. It was fantastic. It was. I loved doing it, and I didn't do it again. But I thought, I can accomplish this one day on set. And people think I'm from England. That's wonderful. But it got me nowhere. It
doesn't matter.
That's
it
okay.
will next time.
Yeah. Well, I stopped doing movies about 5 years ago.
I told you about my bar story, right?
Probably. You've told me some probably. Stories.
It was there was a restaurant in Braintree, Massachusetts called El Torito's.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in there for a couple of drinks and some hors d'oeuvres after work, like at 5 o'clock on some weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there with my friend who was a work companion. And I said, let's be British today. And,
oh, okay.
And he said, yeah, okay, let's do it. And his accent was not great. Mine, I think it was back then it was pretty good.
Right.
So we're talking British accents back and forth. And the bartender comes over and starts chatting with us. And the bartender never did that before. It's amazing how accents really.
Yeah.
Well, sitting at the bar near us were these two young ladies. And they kind of like got around the conversation. It was amazing to us how these people, when they hear an accent, they're immediately drawn.
Well, the
with
right
attention.
Kind of accent. If they're hearing a Hispanic accent, maybe not so much.
Well, I don't, maybe not. But
I'm all about accents. Yeah. You know that. I'll ask someone where they're from.
Well,
and then I'll speak their language,
anything,
and they're
anything
blown away.
European usually pretty much works out rather well.
Right.
So and then my friend said, "What if they find out that we're not?" And I said, "You just say that you're doing a part, and this is a requirement to go through the whole
practicing.
Day.
Just you're practicing. You're getting into character."
Yeah. But it's amazing how it draws attention.
It is.
If you're single, try it.
Oh sure.
Do it.
I just do it for fun anyway.
You do it for fun.
So I saw this movie called Green Book. Have you heard of it?
No.
What? It won Golden Globes.
That's nice.
And it's up for Oscars, I think, or it will be.
Never heard of it. What's it about?
Oh my gosh, Green it's Book? Viggo Mortensen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true, based on a true story of back in 1961, mm-hmm. I think it was. Mm-hmm. He had to drive this black pianist, you know, concert pianist in his group, his trio, but they had another car, on a 2-month tour. Through like out west and then down south.
Ooh,
and coming
sounds like
back.
Gilligan's Island.
Well, it was like, you know, they talk about racism and things like that, how it was in the time. And it makes you kind of mad. But Viggo Mortensen, who's, you know, a white Italian guy, mm-hmm. was, you know, standing up for the guy. He kind of changed the way he thought, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was prejudiced at the beginning, and then he wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was funny because one of the guys in the band was Russian,
mm-hmm.
and he was speaking Russian, and I knew it was Russian. Because, you know, Hadasho, which is one word to use, which means good. And he's very clearly Russian. And Viggo Mortensen's like, oh, you're from Germany, hey? And he goes, no, that's a Russian. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm saying, привет, good about it, Hadasho. But I was like, I'm so proud of myself. I'm like, I would have known that anyway.
That's
cool. My little story.
Very, very cool.
That's my story. And I do want to also see The Favourite, which also won an award for Best Actress. It's another British,
I've never heard
a British
of these.
Movie.
I don't go to a lot of movies.
Well, you do. You go see Spider-Man and stuff.
Once. No, it wasn't
you
Spider-Man.
See the big box
was,
office stuff. I like
it was
little
Wonder Woman. It wasn't Spider-Man.
Yeah, but still. No, you saw Spider-Man before.
Probably.
I think.
I just don't remember.
Anyway, you like the big, well-known, trendy movies.
No, I don't. Actually, I go to art films all the time, but I'm not familiar with these.
All right, well, start reading.
I'm sorry.
Stop reading about Peng in China. Start reading about some movies.
Peng's story is as important as anybody else's.
Well... Poor duty. I hope he's okay. He was in the hospital last we heard, right? With a lung infection.
Yeah, now see, you're talking about him a lot, so now you have to say who he was.
Oh, Peng, God, Peng it's was a story.
Some, well, but you're talking about it, and they probably didn't listen 2 weeks ago. They're probably even not listening now.
Oh, no. Anybody home?
Peng was a guy from China.
A small village area.
Who had a foot-smelling fetish.
Yeah, because it's his socks. He'd take them off every day and sniff his
them,
socks.
And he just loved it.
And they had fungus in it, and it got into his lungs. So anybody listening... Please don't sniff things.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I have a disorder, probably. I have to smell everything. I can smell it anyway.
Well, you don't take the articles off and sniff them, do you? Okay, never mind.
Well, not of other people.
Oh, okay. Well,
necessarily.
Can we do your own? Oh, my God. This is going in a bad direction.
With me, right? A bad direction? Well, that's just very different.
Have you ever been on Yelp, which is a drug?
That's what I call when I'm drowning. Yes. I say, Yelp. Yeah, I'm familiar with Yelp. I have a Yelp account. I never use it, but it's there for me to rate things. And I never like them, so.
See, I don't understand rating systems. This star thing.
Oh, yeah. It's usually 5 stars. Like a 5-star hotel, 5-star restaurant. Isn't it 5 stars?
I don't think there are 5-star hotels. I thought they're 4-star hotels.
No, I stayed at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
And that's a 5. They have a
5-star.
They have a movie theater there. Their own movie theater. Are you kidding me right now?
5-star must be incredible.
It was awesome.
I've never heard of a 5-star.
It's like a mansion. The rooms are like beautiful.
Wow. Then how come things are rated like 1 to 10?
Oh, that's from like movies, I think.
She said there's a different system for everything.
Yeah, there's a different, but usually it's, isn't it 1 to 5? Five being top.
I don't think so. I take surveys online,
Facebook,
and it's not always
Yelp,
five.
Things are five-ish.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
Well, I never know if when I like, it's 3 stars top.
It's
is
average.
It good?
But if it's 1 to 10, it's terrible. If it's 1 to 5, it's average.
That's my problem.
Well, 5 stars on movies. I won't watch a movie. It's 5 stars. I said, what? 5 stars?
Oh, we're not doing stars.
That's 10.
See, movies, we're not doing stars anymore. We're doing tomatoes and icons.
Well, I don't do
and
Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't understand,
you know,
that. I don't get that.
I do IMDb since day one when it started in the 90s. I do IMDb. I've been a member since the 90s of IMDb, original member.
Right.
Now they took away the message boards. But anyway, that's 1 to 10 system.
Right.
And anything under 6, I'm very, very leery of.
I'm also in the IMDb, but not for performing.
Oh, no, I'm not either. I don't have my own page. Oh, I just was like a follower, a member of the thing.
Okay.
I don't want a page. I don't do movies anymore. I don't need a page.
Fine.
Those people are very interesting that work on movies that are just extras.
Yeah.
Background people, they're interesting. Mm. They think they're very important.
What do you think about the Academy Awards and Short Man, Short Comedy Man there?
What do you mean?
Who's the short comedy
guy? Are you doing Kevin Hart again?
Yeah,
we did that last week.
Yeah, but now I think the Academy, I believe, from what I understand, and don't take me for a 5-star comment here, but
right.
I believe that they're going to not go with a host. They're going to just have these cameo A-listers
out
and introduce various things.
Well, you know who I loved on the Golden Globe Awards was Tina. Tina Fey was good too, but they had, maybe that was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Right.
When they were together, you couldn't take your eyes off.
So funny.
Maya Rudolph came on with Amy Poehler last week, and that was okay. But I really want the dream team of Tina and Amy, because that was just hilarious. They'd say anything, and mouths would hang open, and I was cracking up.
I don't know why we have to have controversial people doing this stuff when there's a great pool of seasoned presenters, seasoned hosts.
Like an owl.
Who? Billy Crystal.
Oh, he's old now, but yes, in the back
what
in the
do you
day,
mean he's old now. He's still a performer. He's still got his thing going on.
Oh well, okay.
What about
is he
one
relevant?
Of the, what about one of those talk show hosts there? The late night talk show hosts.
I think they did that. They tried that. I think they had Jimmy Fallon. I think they've had David Letterman.
Yes, they did once. He hated it.
I don't think I'd watch Jimmy Kimmel. No, I mean I'd watch it because I have to watch it. But
you know,
I don't.
These are seasoned people who know how to do this stuff.
I guess.
I mean, you know.
I mean, if it was Dean Martin, they could resurrect Dean Martin. I'd love it. I'd watch him.
I know. Carson used to do a lot of them.
I'd watch that.
Bob Hope did a few.
Well, Bob Hope. Okay.
I think he was never funny.
No. I'm not a big Bob Hope guy.
I don't know who was, but he was very popular.
He had to be in the Army or something.
I don't know.
What do you call that thing when you're in the Army?
The service.
No. I mean when they go over those shows. What do they call that?
Oh, the USO?
Yeah, USO.
Okay.
What does that stand for?
You're
I feel so stupid right now. What do you say? I'm smart and I remember things.
Well, now I don't
United
know
States Orchestra.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
USO. They just said USO. You never need to know what it meant. You just knew what it
was. That's a very good point, Tori.
Oh, don't
again,
you dare.
People are yelling.
Don't you
I'm not going to Google. I'm not going to Google anything anymore. Are you ready?
Yes, you do.
You ready? Here we go.
All right. Would you rather...
not hear the whole song.
No, because we did one last week by accident.
Yeah, and it
the week before. It played on.
Wasn't great.
I forget when it was.
Wasn't great.
No.
Tori, this week, by the way, this is Would You Rather. It's a popular game. You can play it at home, and actually is an actual game you can buy.
Yep.
And you just ask each other questions. It's much better when you're drunk.
I would imagine. Like Cards Against Humanity, which is still my favorite card game.
Mm-hmm.
We should play that.
I like the title, but I don't understand the game.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. It's not for you.
Well, there you go.
You're conservative in that way.
Okay, I don't know what the game is, so I can't agree or disagree.
It's very it's politically incorrect.
Oh.
What
is there cursing going on?
Oh, it's hard to describe it. Cards Against Humanity. Well, think of the word against humanity.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, I thought it was just a clever little phrase.
Well, it's dark. It's a dark game. It's a dark game, and you try to you get cards and you try to. Be the most creative of your I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'll show you sometime.
Like Mad Libs?
Kind of.
Okay. I wrote my own questions this week, Tori. I want you to know that, everybody to know that.
I was busy this week, unfortunately, with other things, but so I'm grabbing my box again. Okay. That didn't sound right.
Sounded totally wrong. But I think, I think some people started listening all of a sudden.
Ron, tell everybody there's a box of cards in front of me.
No, there's not.
Yeah. Okay.
You wish.
Okay. Well. All right. Nice. That's like that, is it?
All right. Why don't you go first since you have the box?
I have the box. I make the rules.
Ladies first.
All right. I feel like we've done this one, but I'll ask anyway. It's a little different. Maybe not.
Sure.
Would you rather play every instrument or speak every language in the world?
Play every instrument. Now, I know you're a linguist.
But I kind of like that instrument thing because I play the piano and I play a little bit of guitar chords. But if I could just perfect one of those two instruments, probably the piano, I would be so happy. I'm going to say instrument as well, even though I love languages.
Very good. Very good.
I have to.
I'll tell you why I mention that is because it would be an incredible, incredible experience.
Yeah.
But secondly, I don't care to speak to everybody in every country. Fluently or otherwise.
Like
no.
So that makes sense for you. That was a no-brainer for you, right?
Why would I bother?
Right. What instrument would you want to play, though? Besides everyone, every single one, what one would you, if you could focus on one, what would you pick?
Well, I do play piano. So
I've
already picked that.
All right.
Yeah. Guitar I would like. I never got into the guitar. Would like to. I like to do all of them.
Okay. So trombone and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuba, not so much.
My mother played the tuba.
Really?
How dare you?
Seriously,
you should see Ron's face. I am totally serious.
Well, I don't want to get personal. Your mother is a very small woman.
They didn't like my mother in school back then because she was so sweet. They wanted
to
pick on
her. Tuba, yeah.
She didn't want that, but they made her back then in those days.
Yeah.
Plus, she had to carry it to school. And
stuff. Oh my God.
You know, isn't that evil?
I hope
there's a hell, and the people that made my mother play the tuba are in it right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or stuffed in a tuba.
Tuba in hell. Thank you.
Yeah, tuba in hell. There's not a chance of a tuba in hell.
That's the name of my next book, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. I know the answer to this, you're going to be, I think, surprised.
Well, I think we know the answers to when we ask them, right?
It's sort of, yeah. Would you rather,
Would you rather
be married to the smartest person in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Or the sexiest person in the
world? You asked me this before.
Did
I? My God. I think you have. And what did I say?
I don't know because I didn't know
that
I had asked.
What a terrible question. Don't ask this one.
Why? Do you have a problem with
it? Yeah, I do. Can't I have both?
No, because that's not the game.
I know. I mean, but you're funny. You're like, I want a third answer. You didn't answer one of my questions before.
Well, it was one of them that was just...
One was, you wouldn't go there.
Bad
that was the murder or the catch all the crimes. Yeah. All the crimes. And Paul, boyfriend, agreed with you.
Oh, good. Well, he does.
No,
always.
I disagreed. All right, anyway...
Smartest or sexiest? Think about your life and...
Ron, you're killing me. This is like the toughest question I've ever heard.
There's an answer to it. There really is.
I know, and it's going to be... I want the smartest person.
Okay.
Oh, listen, we just see Ron's face right now. He is like a deer in the headlights.
I
want to go with smart. You know why? Because my brain is very important to me. And if
Certainly.
Someone's going, blah, 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 I like Donald Trump. Yeah. I'm going to be like, listen, person.
Yeah, but the blah, 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 blah is the sexiest person in the world. Just all they have to do is look at you and you just, your body goes into orgasm.
You know, years ago, maybe, I'm older now and hopefully wiser. So
see, with me, it's the opposite.
Years ago, I would have said, "Oh, sexy, please."
Years ago, I would have said smarter.
Oh,
now as I get older, that's all I want.
You're from Mars, and I'm from Venus,
that's
or something,
true. That's
according
true.
To John Gray. So
no, I would every moment of my life would be consumed in utopia if it was the sexiest person in the world.
I need mental stimulation.
I can get mental stimulation from
NPR.
Other people.
I know. Well,
from the USO.
the orchestra.
I can get mental stimulation from friends, from associates.
No, but you got to live with that. Don't you have to live with
that
person?
If my friends and associates are super sexy,
Yeah.
That's, I can't do anything about that.
Ron, I've had my day in the sun. I'm good to just watch TV right now.
That's why
or
we
something.
Have skin cancers.
You know.
So you be careful.
Those days, I don't really care so
much
right now.
All right, so we're on opposite sides on that one.
10 years ago, I would have answered differently.
Again, I would have too.
Wow.
A different way.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, your turn. That was pretty cool.
That was very cool.
Well.
This right here. Would you rather be incredibly smart or incredibly popular? Ooh, boy.
All right. Is that,
those
that the
were
question?
Two in a row. Of course it was. Didn't it sound like
you were
one?
Gonna withdraw it.
Oh, no.
I would rather be.
Here we go with the smart thing again.
Yeah.
But not sexy, popular.
I would.
Very different.
See, here's the problem. I don't want to be that popular because
that's
invasive.
Good.
Thank you.
Me neither.
Okay,
me neither.
We're good. We're good then.
We're good. So I'm going to go with smart.
Yeah, I'll go with smart under those circumstances.
Yeah, because I could get a great job that way. Put food on my table.
I would rather do smart as well.
Thank
you're
you.
Absolutely right.
That or you're Kardashian. Who the hell cares about being a Kardashian? I don't. That to me, those people are popular. I don't know what they do. I don't know who they are, but they're popular.
Tori, 3 o'clock in the morning last night, I could not sleep.
Oh,
and,
no. Did
and
you put
I
it
turned on?
On
the TV and the Kardashians were on TBS.
What else is new?
Right. Nothing much.
Yeah.
So I was watching a Kardashian and I never watched that show before.
I still haven't.
I watched it for like 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
And all
you
they
lost brain
do,
cells.
Here's what they do. And it is fascinating.
Right.
There's no scene in that show that lasts more than 45 seconds.
It makes me angry then.
And they're constantly changing their clothes and
like
their wardrobe.
I don't like it.
And I figured, okay, I think that's what the draw is. It's not what they're doing or what they're saying because they do and say nothing.
Yeah, how are they contributing to society,
it's just
Ron?
That visually, it's a constant change. So that's it.
All right. Well, I don't know. The dumbing down of America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be smart. Mm-hmm. I don't care about popular.
All right. Okay.
Your turn.
This is not so much a would you rather. This is more of a division of human response.
Okay.
Would you rather roll your toilet paper under, or would you rather roll it over?
You know, let me just say this about that. We've talked about this back 25 years
that's
ago,
right.
Around when Steve Roy was alive.
Correct.
On cable.
Correct.
That's how far Ron and I go back.
Correct.
To 1989.
Correct.
89? That's 30 years. Are you kidding me right now?
No, I wasn't.
Wow. I always ask you that, Ron. You're like, nope, it wasn't me. 30 years.
30
I've known
years.
You 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This year, now, 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We had the toilet paper conversation, and right. I will always say the same thing I've always said and always will. You got to roll it over, because when it's under, you can't get it because it's against the wall. And I used to say it's you're a communist if you roll it underneath, and we had phone calls that night saying, you shouldn't call people communists.
Yeah.
I was making a joke.
Yes.
But anyway.
I agree with you for a different reason.
Okay.
Because when it's rolled under and you tear the sheet off, you're tearing off not the sheets that you really want to tear off because they don't tear exact the same place.
Okay.
If it's over, the perforations are exposed to you.
Correct.
And you can better rip off your toilet paper.
Wow, you really analyzed this.
Yes, but I don't discuss it much with people.
I don't ever discuss it. This is the third time.
I want to meet somebody that does it under and have it out with them.
No, I just want to pretend that they're dumb and not talk to them. Again, leave it alone. It's their bathroom. They can do what they want.
Oh, absolutely. You can always do what you want. But it's a very big distinction in one's
maybe they were in a
attitude.
Hurry. Maybe they couldn't see it was dark. I like to give apologies. Excuses.
No, Tori. If I run out of toilet paper and I have to get another roll, when I install it, I make damn sure that it's installed properly.
Well, what about these people that have the stands?
Yes, some people do.
It's sideways then. All bets are off.
I think even the stands have
a
curved top.
Oh, maybe they do.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I'm thinking of a paper towel roll. I don't I can't.
You are thinking.
I am.
Which is another interesting thing.
Oh, no.
Because I have the towels coming from the right.
Oh, that I don't care about so much.
Oh, okay.
Do I don't care.
Well, I don't know
but
if
they're usually
do.
On the table without anything going on. It's just sitting there. And I have to, just pick it up and use it. It doesn't have a dispenser anymore.
You said something funny that my grandfather, who was a very simple man, he used to, in those days, the grandmothers were the smart people and the grandfathers just were existing.
They wore hats.
They were
that's
all they did. They didn't do much of anything. They went out, they came home, they went to bed. When they went out to a restaurant, he used to look at a menu and then he'd go to his wife, mm-hmm. my grandmother, and say, do I like steak?
Oh, yeah. 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 That's
like,
funny.
Like he didn't, and he would constantly do it. He would ask her.
She had a lot of responsibility then. Wow.
Yeah. Now, he knew if he liked it or not, but he just went that route. It was very odd.
Yeah, he wanted her to make the decisions, every single one.
That's
what women are for. We're good multitaskers and decision makers. And
I don't know what the hell that was about.
Men just watch sports. I don't even know.
Okay, I think it's your turn.
All right, let's see. What's the next one? Oh, I don't even know what this means, but it came up, so let's ask it. Huh, would you rather go left where nothing is right or go right where nothing is left? What does that mean?
I have no
idea. That hurt my head a little.
It just came off with a toilet paper question.
Go left where nothing is right. Does that mean nothing is correct or nothing is the direction right? Or go right where nothing is left? Oh, maybe it means just go in circles? Is this a Russian question?
One more time.
I don't know if I can. Go left where nothing is right or go right where nothing is left. I'm going to go right because that sounds right. I don't understand it, so I'm going to go with go right.
I'll go left because apparently everybody's going to the right.
No, but if you go left, nothing is right. Nothing is right. That's like this world. Everything's upside down. Well, is that what it means?
I don't know if I mean it like. Well, what's the opposite then?
When nothing is left. It's a barren world, right?
Oh.
But I'm right. I'm going right where nothing is left. I don't need anything. I'm a minimalist.
I'm stymied by this. I'm going to have to ask my grandmother. I rather go left when nothing is right?
I know. I need to Google this one and just see what people are saying on Reddit, maybe. Because Reddit has its own, you know, category for this game, actually.
You would rather go left, dear.
Okay. Young, your turn.
All right.
Not fast enough.
Interesting. Would you rather have a stuffed up nose for the rest of your life?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Or stuffed up ears
for the rest of your life. Ron. Mm. I don't want this one either.
I know.
Why are you stumping me with stuff?
I don't know.
What was the other one? The sexy or the smart guy?
Yeah.
Now I'm stuffed up.
I thought that one was easy.
A man. Women think differently.
Well, you're right. That is different for a woman. You're absolutely right. That's absolutely
now I'm
going to
ask my buffer. That's absolutely true. You better have the right answer.
There is no right or wrong. There's no right or left in these questions.
Go right or there's nothing left. So stuffed up ears or nose for the rest of my life. Mm. I'm going to go with ears because I got to breathe, man.
Yeah.
I got to breathe.
I'm going with ears as well.
Okay.
Because
my ears are probably stuffed up right now. I just can hear, but not as better. You ever, correct. Like, all of a sudden you go, your ears pop and you're like, wow, I hear better?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to do it that.
Why? You can hear things like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your turn. Oh, okay. I'll try. One more off the top.
One more for you.
Ooh. Ooh, I know. This one's, I already know the answer before I read it to you. I know what you're going to say.
All right.
Would you rather be rich with no friends or be poor with lots of friends?
You're adorable.
I know. Aren't you adorable? Because I already know the answer. I'm going to pick the same as you.
Yeah, fine. I'm not even.
We don't even need to answer.
No,
we don't even. Let's move on.
It's just such an obvious.
As much as I don't care about money,
I more don't care about.
I'm going to be on that island alone with my doubloons.
Oh my god, that's a Captain Obvious question.
Oh okay. Boy. Okay. Next.
All right.
Why was it in the box? I don't even know.
Tori, let me ask you, what color repulses you the most?
Color?
What color repulses you?
I'm not repulsed by colors. I love colors.
There must be some color where you would never wear it or you would never...
Okay. Maybe like a neon yellowy green?
Okay. Here's your question then.
Oh, no.
All right, then. Here's your question.
I had to pick one, so right. I'm picking.
Would you rather drive a neon yellowy car or live in a house that's painted neon yellowy?
Oh, Ron. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to drive the car. I'd be too embarrassed to live in that house. People would point and stare and judge. The car, she's eccentric. That's nice.
Yeah.
But you can't put it on a house.
Yeah.
You can't. Like people that drive around those cars with advertisements on them, and they're unsightly.
Yeah.
They're probably making money.
It's a tough one.
They might think I'm making money. My house is different. That's a choice of some sort.
Yeah.
What are you picking?
I'm thinking the house.
What?
Because not everybody will see your house. just the people that live near you.
Oh my gosh.
But
at the end of a dead end street, like put some qualifiers in. Okay, at the end of a dead end cul-de-sac in like Arkansas.
It's just in a car. If I were driving in a car, I would not have
people point and stare.
I'd get honks. It would be every second.
I see cars with terrible colors. I know one person in particular that has a lavender car. Remember?
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
All right, fine.
You can't commit a crime in those either. I mean, you're outed.
You are.
You got to blend in if you want to commit a crime.
You know, I saw somebody's vanity license plate a few days ago, and I said to myself, because that's who I was talking to at the time, why would somebody have a vanity license plate where they can be tagged so easily for everything?
I disagree with that one.
Why?
Because my mother's had a vanity plate since 1970, and she was featured in the paper with her picture in the plate. And she has the same plate now, like over 50 years later.
Yeah, don't say what it is.
All right.
Yeah. But
it's awesome. And when I take the car, I love it.
I don't. I think it's like putting a stamp on your face. It's just...
Well, I think they're kind of neat, depending.
I'm number one.
I mean, I don't know about, vanity.
You better not decide to have a career of robbing liquor stores or anything like banks.
Well, then you cover your plate or take it off, don't you?
Can't, then they'll stop you for sure.
I don't know. My mind doesn't think that way because I'm not in the mode of committing a crime.
I mean,
but if I were to, I wouldn't have a vanity plate. You're right.
Well, I just, it makes you stand out.
Well, yeah. Some people want to.
Wouldn't it be funny if you robbed a store and your license plate, vanity plate was crook?
I've seen some funny ones. You know, if you go to Maine, everyone has one because there's the Maine, it's so sparse. Whatever you want is pretty much available. So there's some clever ones out there.
I mean,
my brother had Toyota on his Toyota.
Really?
Years ago. He doesn't have it now, but he had it.
Available.
It was available. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That's the best.
That's the opposite of .coms.
He had it is. And he had 666. Another time, and he had to give it back because he got a lot of people being angry with him.
Well, of course.
In Maine. You know, he got a new one for that, too.
Sure. Nuts.
So.
Well, that was an interesting
42,
would you rather.
Wasn't it? Okay.
That's pretty cool.
It was. Would you rather?
Those are the Georgettes, by the way, in case you're interested. I'm sure you're not, but...
I'd never heard of them until we started playing this game.
They must have been a one-hit wonder if this indeed was ever a hit. I really don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
well, maybe it's
going to
make a comeback because of this game. I don't know.
If there was a true marketing genius,
they
would write a song and create a fad game at the same time.
Yeah.
And then
it would all catch on.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Especially with the internet now.
Absolutely. Internet bothers me so much.
No, you can't live without it, Ron. I mean, you can, but it's like a convenience now. It's like lights and running water. You don't want to have to anymore now that you have it.
Do you know how dangerous our lives are because of this computer crap?
Yes.
Any second, a foreign country, and most of those are, could hack into our banks, our power grids,
water supply, maybe
anything, and disrupt it even for a short period of time would cause so much chaos and havoc.
They've done movies about it, sure.
Yes, and would be hardly detectable.
Yep,
we are so incredibly vulnerable unless we spend billions and billions of dollars not on border walls, but on some type of cybersecurity, so that doesn't happen. And you have to update it every 10 seconds because they're always doing this, and then you got to do that, and then they do this, and you do that.
Well, that's the extreme. Even on the small scale, people texting while driving. This technology is immediate danger. People are dying all the time from it.
Everything is.
The future is a little scary.
We put ourselves. I mean, I'm a little older than some listeners, and I just remember when there was something, we'd write it down on a piece of paper, and
I still do.
I do too. I haven't written anything in script for like 15 years, unless it was my signature,
cursive.
And yet in school. I was taught for years and years and years
how to write every single letter.
Script.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was I got slapped on the hand for not doing it properly. And
but people still have to sign their names, don't they?
But that's all they do.
But what if they're not learning it? Then how are they supposed to sign their names? And they print it on a credit card receipt?
Yeah, it's like, yes, they do. They print sloppy. And that's their signature. I think everybody can scribble something.
Well, where I work, I watch people do this all day long. Mm-hmm. And they're all signing.
Yes.
Even young people. They know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
So they're still, it's still okay.
But it is the only place that they would.
It is, apparently.
See, it's one thing to sign your name in script. It's another thing to learn every single letter and to painstakingly make words out of it. And that's rough.
I know.
But that's the way we used to write letters. I never printed on a letter. I would always like write a letter in script.
And now you got to decipher it. Because now people are like, what is this gibberish?
Well, I think I can read it. Better with the print than I can with the scripted stuff. I could never.
Well, there was a funny movie about that with kids trying to be like, I think it was Home Alone. It wasn't that movie, but it was a movie like that where the kid said, make sure you print out the letter so my mom can read
it
or something. And,
do you realize that when we were younger, that doctors used to write out prescriptions in their stupid script handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
And you would see, and they would write it, and you brought it to the pharmacy, and you would look at these little slips of paper, and you would think, oh, my God.
And they were like dashes and weird symbols.
How could they possibly, they're going to give me the wrong medication. How is it possible that somebody else could read this crap? And yet the pharmacist would look at this hieroglyphics and go,
they know what it is. Like,
how do you know? What do you do? How do you know this? Now, of course, it's printed
all computerized.
Computerized, and that's and I feel a lot better about that. But before, it was like, I don't know if I'm getting the right thing here. I don't know what that script thing is.
Well, wait till the terrorists or whoever they are hack into the prescription, computer
true,
things.
That too.
You could be getting all kinds of weird medicine. They could do a huge thing where we're all getting this overdoses and. I don't know, but I know the, you're funny, your face, you're so scared, but I know the, it's hilarious to me, Ron's terrified, I know what medicines I take, so they can't pull it with me, but if I'm getting a new medicine, maybe, I'll still Google it.
I just think we've put ourselves into an easier lifestyle that is far more precarious than we could ever have imagined.
Okay, what do you want to do about it? What everyone has can say this is what's wrong, but no one has a solution. That's what I'm interested in. I can squawk all day about everything going wrong, but I want to hear what the solutions are.
Well, there are no solutions to those things because it's the old Pandora's box. All right.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
That's true. Although Pandora, I don't think has had anything to do with toothpaste, but you can't. You can't go backwards. Once it's the cat's out of the box or the card's out of your box. Then
that's what
you're
my
done.
Dad
you,
said.
You
remember,
can't put it back.
I told you the three things
that
are life. Everything's random, number one.
Yeah.
The second, the arrow of time. Things only move in one direction.
Right.
And the third thing was loss is inevitable.
Yeah.
Once you grasp those three things.
Then nothing surprises you.
That's how life should be lived.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it should be lived like that, but that those
them.
Things
don't.
Should not be, yeah, should
that's,
not
that's
be surprises.
How things, you can't go backwards.
Correct. Correct.
No, things, you people can. Are going to die.
Yes.
And everything is random. Nothing means anything. That one, my dad's like into science, and I am too, to a degree. But sometimes I think, wow, that was meant to be. There was a purpose for that. Is it spiritual? Is it universal? I don't know what it means. But I kind of look at, there's no coincidence, that meant something. And that makes my life more enriched. For me to think every single thing in my life is random, maybe that's true. But for me to just say that's random, it takes away something from me. To me, in my life.
Well, everything takes something away from us because we're taught to be in control of our lives, to take the helm. And if you apply yourself, you are the master of your life
there
and
is
your
free
lifestyle.
Will, then.
But they always leave out the other component that there's other people on the planet too. And you can't do everything that you want. You can't be the master. It's there. You are dependent on your surroundings.
Not Donald Trump. Everything you're saying is like describing him. He doesn't understand this other people in the world.
He does
not. It's humanity. This other, it's not just about you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think this government shutdown, and this is full circle, so this is pretty good. This is an interesting program. All of a sudden it's become interesting. Before it was not. Now it is. The full circle thing with the shutdown is that Donald Trump never suffered. He never had empathy for anybody. Mm-hmm. He never had the feel for anybody. Everything is taken care of in cash. Mm-hmm. All his problems are settled financially. Mm-hmm. All his shortcomings are handled with bankruptcy. He doesn't have any relationship to people. He's cheated on his wife while she was pregnant. He's been married a number of times.
And paid off those people.
Yes.
Back to money.
He lies. He lies and manipulates. These are people. This is a man who has no emotions or feelings because he's never used them. He's never had to feel for anybody.
Correct.
So when there are people suffering, he always feels that, well, they're not really suffering. They're just doing for me. They're because mm-hmm. I have a purpose, so they're behind me to achieve my purpose. He has no concept of what they're going through. He's never not been able to pay a bill. He's just refused to pay them.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
So this is just a despicable man that some of you have voted into office. And
may your farms fail. I don't know. I'm not happy about the people that like him.
No.
And whatever happens bad should happen to them, yeah. not just us. They should feel it.
Well, see, we have come to the point. We've come halfway through this this nightmare. Hopefully it's halfway through.
Oh, they're still saying Trump 2020. I can just see it everywhere.
Well, they can say it all
they want. Good.
That's certainly changed.
They're
since
absurd.
What, totally different than 2016. I'm not even concerned about that.
Okay, good.
So we're halfway through this crap. But my anger is not at Trump. It's not at the people that voted for him. It's the people that still cling on to him. Mm-hmm. That you are being used like a, you're being played like a fiddle, and you just don't realize it. Those are
they
the ones.
They got to double down.
Those
that's
are
why.
The ones
they're
that are really
them.
Causing the harm now. Because if you know if you made a mistake, then replace. Mm-hmm. You know, like
privately, they might be spouting one thing, but I bet in that possibly. Booth they might just do a little.
You know, what's the worst that happens? You take Trump out, Pence gets in. Pence is a puppet as well, but at least it's not Trump. Right. So, like, what are you worried about? It's like if Trump leaves, a Democrat doesn't take Trump's place. It's Pence,
of course.
It's the vice president.
I've
so, like,
said
what's
that since
problem?
Day one.
What's your problem? You know,
if they're real GOP, they should be for Pence, because
and for the party.
Because Donald Trump is his own party.
Yeah.
Pence, at least we know he's clearly GOP.
Right.
And if you're a GOP, then you, that should be your guy. Come
yeah.
on, stop this.
But he's lied too, but I think he's been forced to lie, so whatever. That still isn't very commendable, but at
no.
the same time, he's not Trump. And so I don't understand what anybody's clinging to here. Why are you clinging to this fanatic? I just don't get it. So, okay.
On that happy note.
Yay!
Yay.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Tori. She'll
You're
be back next Monday, as you know. We just hope that
of
that's
course.
The case.
Another
you know?
Monday in January. We'll all get through it together.
We'll
people.
Get there. We'll get there.
Spring is soon.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Soonish.
I don't mind a little winter. I don't think that's happened
it's
yet.
It's been a good winter so far.
So far, but you never know.
You don't. February is always iffy.
And
always
then March is marchy.
March is yucky too.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace. Happy Monday.